This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Korean War veterans.
During the Korean War, a weekly newsreel-style program updated Americans on harsh conditions for their fighting forces.
Snow and ice are still big problems.
The bitterly cold conditions were rough on equipment and tragic for troops. Some 5,000 servicemen suffered frostbite that first winter in Korea as temperatures plunged to 25 below zero and stayed there. Born and raised in Minnesota, John Haugen thought he knew how to cope with frigid temperatures, but he recalls his unit lacked adequate outerwear.
You couldn't get out of it. I mean, you had to be out. You could get into a hole. You could try to bundle up. They say you were fighting the cold all the time. You were fighting the enemy some of the time, but the cold was always there.
The enemy used the cold to their advantage, according to Paul Overgaard.
Troops, to get out of the cold, got into their sleeping bags. When they were attacked in the middle of the night, some occasions those zippers would freeze and you couldn't get out of the bag.
That's why Overgaard's commanding officer ordered his men to leave their sleeping bags behind when they moved into position for an attack on a cold February day that happened to be Overgaard's 21st birthday.
Not having any bag to jump in to keep warm, another way to keep warm was to keep digging. So getting those foxholes deeper.
For his actions in the battle that night, the Minnesota soldier earned the Silver Star for valor in combat. Once the firefight broke out, Overgaard recalls the temperatures became irrelevant.
I don't remember being particularly cold because I was trying to save lives.
Veterans Voices Korea is produced by Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.